Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now, the great Hall of Fame wide receiver, the three-time Super Bowl champion. One of the top analysts now there is in the NFL, and our good buddy, the great Michael Irvin. Michael, how are you?
Man, I'm doing well, man. I know we got a lot more going on around this.
I may surprise you with the first question I ask you. I mean, maybe it's not what you thought, and that is, are you stunned that there's so much corruption in college basketball, Mike?
There you go.
Does that surprise
you? Oh, my God.
You?
Thank you. I appreciate that. Let's talk about how we don't have it so much going on. You know how you, when you sit back, you say, man, things are bad for us. But look at them. Look at them. You know, yeah. I am surprised, and then I'm not surprised. Because let me tell you why, guys. I was talking about this with somebody the other day. Look how recruiting has changed. Oh, my God. It's such a different game, different landscape now. When I was being recruited, man, you played your butt off and you knew people would find you. They would find you, you know, and it was just through, it was you in the school and the people that came out and looked at from work for the school to come out and look. Now you have all of these scouting programs and scouting wires and all of these people that are in the middle, and everybody now has their hand in it trying to get what's good for them, never even thinking about the kids and certainly not worried about the school. I have family members. I got to talk to my son. I have my nephew, Tim Irvin, who plays, and I tell them, man, and I tell young guys, I said, listen, don't take anything from anybody. We don't need anything from anybody. You need something, you call me. I don't need anything from you.
Right.
I want you to have everything that you're supposed to have, and we don't need anything from anybody, because everybody's going to offer these kids something because they want to put these kids in their hand and then be able to turn these kids over to other programs so those programs and boosters and people can put money in their hand for their pocket. It's all about what we're going through all the way around is this meanness world that we are in, and nobody's caring about the next person.
Mm. And very well said, Michael. And if I was going to ask you the first question, here's what I was going to say.
Uh-oh.
How about the beatdown the Jets gave the Dolphins? How about that, Mike? I had a smile on my – let me tell you, Mike. I had a smile on my face. I can't tell you how wide it was on Sunday. I mean, not only did they beat him, Mike, they destroyed him.
This is what makes it so incredible. And it makes it so incredibly difficult, too, to try to measure and do what we do every week.
Absolutely.
So try to say who's going to win here, who's going to win. It's so much involved. And then there's so many different things involved with 53 different people. And how does all of this mesh together on this living Sunday? No matter what somebody's going through all week, they got to put it together on this Sunday. And you don't think those people, those players over there with the Jets, they got pride. That's how they got to the league. You don't think they're tired, T-I-R-E-D, tired of hearing people say that they're garbage and they're tanking, you know. And now here you come in here and you're not fully ready. You're not fully ready because you don't know how tired I am of hearing this to get my wrath. And they gave them the business. I was like, whoa. I got shocked last week in a lot of areas. The Jets shocked me. Chicago knocked me around and shocked me. Buffalo knocked me around and shocked me. I was like, wow, where is this coming from? Washington backing off Oakland like that shocked me. I'm like, boy, this NFL thing is crazy, man.
You know what? It wasn't given a lot of attention. We know why, because of everything else that was going on. It was one of the great weekends you'll ever see in football. It was that crazy and exciting.
Great week. Yeah. You're right, man. And ain't that a shame, though? I mean, I know we'll get to it and talk about it. But it took away so much great football. That Detroit-Atlanta game, that thing was like the greatest meal you ever had that came down to dessert.
Can I ask you something? You bring that game up. Wasn't that a touchdown by Golden Tate? I mean, to me, that's a touchdown, Mike. What did you think?
Well, I thought it was a touchdown at first. And then when they showed the replay, I said, oh, okay, he is a little short. But I didn't like the old runoff rule.
That's the problem.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was the issue. It was like, all right, you know, you stop the play. Nobody told you to stop the play because you got the call wrong. And nobody tell you to get the call wrong. Now, why should I have to suffer?
Absolutely.
To get another playoff.
Right,
get another playoff. And people said, well, you wouldn't have been able to get another playoff. Are you joking? In 10 seconds? Are you joking? Get lined up. You don't have to get just lined up, spike the ball. You got 1 second on the clock. You can get another playoff. Are you crazy? Yeah, I didn't like that.
That was the thing. There were two things that ticked me off as far as officiating. That and then the unsportsmanlike penalty on Von Miller the help out of Tyrod Taylor. Come on. He was joking around, Michael.
Yeah, and both guys were laughing.
Yeah.
But that ref wasn't joking. And, you know, I there's so many things my mind goes to when I see that. Like, come on, man. You know, he is joking. You can't do that. You know what I mean? It wasn't an illegal hit. It wasn't a bad hit. It was a legal hit. It was crazy. It was crazy. And Vaughn said and believed it cost them that game. And I see how – I can see why he says that and why it feels that way. But that was crazy to get something like that.
Talking to the great Michael Irvin. Now, you know something about being a wide receiver and scoring touchdowns, and you had your little thing that you would do in the end zone, you know, and it was all cool. It was all good, okay? What was your thoughts on the disgusting thing? In my mind, it was disgusting that Odell Beckham did in the end zone in Philadelphia. What did you think about that?
You know, now let me just say this. You know, it's not that I have anything against them, but it was Philadelphia and all that's going on in Philadelphia. Understand?
I know you don't love Philadelphia, I get it.
No telling.
I get that.
You know, and I'm not trying to give them any excuse, but we've watched them do what they did to Santa. I'm sure Santa wanted to make some kind of.
But what they did to you, I mean, I can still see you coming off the field and getting booed when you're in a stretcher in Philadelphia.
So I don't know what absolutely all transpired between the plays, and you could only imagine if you got a brain with some cells still left in it, what those people were saying to Odell Beckham. But still, he can't go that far. And I don't want us to ruin what the league has lined up on by doing stuff like that.
Right.
All right, the league has said, go ahead, guys. We'll let you have some fun. And then if you take it too far, what are they going to do? Well, we gave you some rope, and look at what you did. You tied it around your own neck. We got to pull that back. You know what I'm saying? And maybe I shouldn't even use that analogy. I don't want people coming at me because I use that. But you know what I'm saying. We want to be careful with this and not get too far out with the celebrations, that they pull back the ability to have fun and celebrate.
It's like your parents allow you to do something, and then you go like 10 miles past.
Above and beyond.
I
mean,
right. Didn't I tell you, I told you you could ride that bicycle in the driveway. Now what are you doing down the street? Get your butt back here. Put that bicycle away. Now you got to put the bicycle away. Now I can't even ride the bicycle. At least I had the driveway. Now I ain't got nothing.
Right. You can ride in the driveway. Now let me bike on the Hutchinson River Parkway. I mean, that's basically what he did.
Right. And listen, and what they were doing, and this is what I always say, they're governing you with love. They're governing you with love. They told you not to go down the street because they know cars drive fast down there. They're governing you with love before something happens bad to you.
What responsibility, in your opinion, do his teammates have? Because I've been surprised over the last few days, at least publicly, how teammates have not been hard on Odell. I mean, there was a 15-yard penalty, and I think it was JPP even said, well, it didn't hurt us. Well, it didn't hurt you because the defense made a play. Why give 15 yards at any point in the game? Should teammates be tougher on Odell, in your opinion?
Did you see what they look like week one without Odell?
I'm aware. He's their most valuable player. I get it.
Right. Okay, then. There's your answer.
But you can't let him do whatever he wants, right?
Yeah, no, you can't let him do whatever he wants. And I'm sure they're going to have conversations with him privately. But with who he is publicly, they don't want to go on record going against their greatest asset. they'll do that quietly. Come on, come on now. You can't do that, man. You know, we can't be put in that situation. I know. You do that over a drink somewhere quietly when boys are boys and everybody's feeling a little good about each other right then. Then you slip that to them. You said, man, I don't know, man. That's my bad, man. I won't do that again. But you don't go publicly right off the top.
Gotcha.
No, they did it the right way. They're doing it the right way. Because, hey, listen, their money is tied to him. Your playoff money, your Super Bowl money, all of that is tied to Odell. I got to work this thing right. I got to make sure I work it right. I can't just come out saying it because I want cause some the media people want something to write that I said this against Odell. No. I got to work this thing right. We'll do this over vodka and cranberry.
The Giants right now, 0-3. They're two games behind everybody in the division. How much trouble are the Giants in, if any, in your mind at this point?
Oh, they're in some trouble now. They're in trouble. And the trouble comes in this form. Now, I'm not saying they're out of it.
No, right.
You know, they're not out of it. But they're getting close to saying bye-bye. They're getting very close to being out of it now. But here it is. You don't see where do you turn this thing around? And think about it now. Where do you turn this thing around? How do you get it turned around? You got Odell back up. You got Odell back now, and you were in the game last year. You fought back in the game last week. Man, you have to go on. The only way to turn this thing around, you got to go on a 4-5-game win streak. You got to go on a 5-game win streak just to get back to 5-3 now. Think about that. Have you seen anything that could say that a Giant team can go on a 5-game win streak just before the 8-game break, the half of the season, to say we're 5-3? You want to be at least 5-3 at the halfway mark, if not at worst 4-4. But 5-3 is plausible, and saying we still got an opportunity. You're trying to come out of a hole, and it's just a tough hole.
We're talking to Michael Irvin. I like Richard Sherman. I liked what he said, I think it was a week ago, about injury reports and what it's really all about. But I'll tell you, watching him this weekend, he came across like a very dirty player. He had that late hit on Marcus Mariota. Taylor Lewan came right after him. He had two penalties on one play. He's a tremendous player, and I even like him sometimes with some of the things he says away from the field. But, man, what was he doing on Sunday?
Frustrated and struggling. You know, let's be real here now. We're seeing the famed Legion of Boom not being able to lay the boom on people like they were.
Yeah.
You know, and they don't know how to deal with it. And then what I believe is their frustration is really aimed at their offense, but they can't take it out on their offense, so it's just spilling out. You know what I mean? They can't get it on. They can't take it out on the offense. So it's spilling out, and you're starting to see all of these other things that are happening. And I love Richard Sherman too. That's my boy, man. That is one of my boys in the league. So, and he is a hell of a player. But that's how I see it. I say, yeah. When I'm watching, I say, yeah. They're frustrated. And what frustrates them more than anything, that's why I took Tennessee last week, is a team that attacks their strength. You've heard me say it, guys. If I want to beat somebody, I attack their weakness. If I want to break them, I attack their strength. Mm. And Tennessee attacked their strength and broke them. They said, well, I'll physical you. We're running this ball down your throat. You don't scare us. And that, when somebody takes away your biggest asset, you do crazy things. You have those outbursts.
Mm. The Redskins on Sunday night beat up the Raiders. I was very surprised by it. I got to tell you right now. What was your thoughts on that game? How good are the Redskins and how good are the Raiders? I mean, we think the Raiders are a Super Bowl team, but what was your thoughts on Sunday night with that?
I had them in the Super Bowl too, man. That's what I'm saying, guys. I had them in the Super Bowl, and I certainly took them last week to beat the Redskins. So I started reeling like, wait a minute. Am I overrating the Raiders and underestimating Redskins, or did the Raiders go in here and just flop this thing out, you know, and the Redskins take advantage. But when you look at it, the Redskins were very directive in what they did and what they were saying. and watching Josh Norman talk about Amari Cooper saying he's coming to get 200. Boy, don't be talking that junk over here, all of this. They were very directed, and I'm starting to lean towards. I thought at first it was more bad Raiders than good Redskins, but as I go through the week and started studying, I'm saying maybe I need to pull my boots up a little bit and get a Redskins a little more credit for what they're doing. And I think it's going to be this is going to be interesting, because if they can keep playing anywhere like they played last week, and that Kirk Cousins situation is still hovering over them, they can't just franchise. They can't just do it again. It's going to cost too much money. So it'll be amazing if they get right to where they want to be, where they've been working to get. And now they have an issue with their quarterback and can't keep him. It'll be mind-boggling.
We're talking to Michael Irvin. All right, we saw what happened over the weekend. It was a weird weekend when we saw all the different kind of protests that occurred, what the president said Friday night. Now we move a week later. What happens and what should happen?
Well, I think we try to get back to putting our focus on football. I say try. To get back to putting your focus on football. Now, you're going to still have remnants. That means people here and there doing certain things to bring attention to what the original cause was, social injustice by Colin Kaepernick. Now the cause has digressed towards respecting the flag or not respecting the flag. I always say, it's amazing that we understand and we talk about respecting the flag over respecting what the flag stands for. You know, as a spiritual man, when I meet a lot of people that know the word, but they don't know the spirit of the word. Like, that we say homosexuals should be stoned to death. But the Bible also says that people that commit adultery should be stoned to death. Why can't we all be in here saying hallelujah, but we'll kick them out? You see what I mean? We get away from the reality of what's going on. Don't tell me you love the flag so much, but you don't love what the flag represents. And the flag represents that we are in the greatest place in the world, and we are to set examples for the rest of the world. That's what we are. So let's not digress from what it's supposed to be about, and we're seeing it. I was peed off with it all because I saw the fervor in which the president spoke towards African American athletes exercising their First Amendment rights. He spoke with fervor and great passion, and I was mad because I wish, and I had hoped and prayed that I had seen that same fervor and great passion when he spoke, and I wanted to see him denounce Charlottesville and the people that were doing all of that crazy stuff in Charlottesville like he denounced the African-American athlete. I wanted that over there, not where he put it.
Mm. Michael, great talking.
Well, I'll let you go. Now I got I want to get back to a little lighter stuff here before I let you go, Mike. All right, if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so Friday night, I saw a tremendous football life on Emmitt Smith. Okay, it was great. Right after that, tremendous football life on Troy Aikman. So my next question is, when the hell do we get the football life of Michael Irvin? I mean, what is that? I give it to Emmitt, they give it to Troy. Where's Michael? And what is that?
They've been asking me.
Come on, you got to do it, don't you?
To their credit, I'm like, man, this story here is quite a story. It's something that we're still working on. We've been talking about it, so back and forth. Matter of fact, I've been talking about it with a few people. There have been a few people trying to get me to do it. There's just so much in it. I got grown kids now.
Right.
Wait a minute. We can't be letting them see everything.
No, I was going to say, your football life's got to be more interesting than Emmitt or Troy.
I'm still trying to raise them. And if they get all the story like, Dad, you did what? Hey, and you told me, you've been telling me not to do it. You did. I'm like, hey, son, listen, I don't know. I said, wait a minute. We can't. Forget my football life. I'm still trying to raise them in real life.
Right. No, I understand. I get it.
So yeah, I got to wait till they're all old enough. And That right there, that's scary.
No, I hear you. I hear you.
I'll be telling them, just do what I say, not what I did.
Right.
What I tell you.
Right. Learn from my mistakes. That's what you got to tell them, Mike. There you go.
Yeah, that's what I try to. What's so funny? I remember when I was traveling around, when I was in the midst of all the mess, and they gave me community service hours, right. And I used to have to travel around and speak to kids, right?
Right.
And I went in this one school, and it was, they were crazy. These kids, 10th, 11th grade, 12th grade kids, man. And I was telling them what not to do. And one kid raised me here, and I said, yes, question right here. He said, Mr. Irvin, why are you telling us what not to do after you did it all?
Yeah, right.
I was like, hey, listen. Sit down. I said, sit down and be quiet. What are you talking about? You know, because I didn't have no answer for that.
Right.
I'm like, just sit down and be quiet. So, yeah, that's funny.
Funny, man.
Thank you, Mike.
Hey, Mike, it's always great, bro. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week, all right?
All right, guys. Looking forward to it.
Be well.
Michael Irvin and his report was brought to you by New York Community Bank, online at mynycb.com and Security Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Visit them at securitydodge.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.